In a statement issued late on a Sunday, Allen Nadau, the UN humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan, says Dr. Louis Edward was killed inside a healthy facility in Ganiel Payam in Unity States, Panyijar County, on a Friday evening. Nadau says that at almost the same time, an International Rescue Committee or IRC convoy, including an ambulance that was carrying 10 aid workers, was shot at by a known gunman on the outskirts of Gual Village, southeast of Koch Town, Unity State. The humanitarian aid workers managed to escape the attack. Nadau called on government and communities to protect aid workers across the country. Carol Sekewa, country director for the IRC, confirmed a staff worker was killed. She says investigations are going on but declined to comment further. Dr. Anthony Garang, acting chairperson of the South Sudan Doctors Union, says union members believe their colleague was killed in cold blood.
The South Sudan Doctors Union and the entire membership is giving a 72-hour ultimatum to the state authorities in order to investigate the killings and bring the culprits before a competent court of law. If nothing happens within this period of time, all doctors and allied health professionals are prepared to lay down their tools and go on a strike to demand for justice and protection of healthcare workers across the country.
In recent months, several humanitarians and health workers have been threatened, beaten, arrested, detained, tortured, or killed in Lakes, Northern Bahr El Ghazal and Western Bahr El Ghazal states, along with the Rueng administrative area, according to the Doctors' Union. Speaking at the same news conference with the Doctors' Union, the Undersecretary at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Mayen Machut, said the government is doing all it can to track down the killers and assured the union the law is being exercised to address the issue.
We are disturbed and we are very shocked and very unhappy. But the case in the hands of the law. The state, Unity State, is doing its best to investigate and find out exactly the facts, what happened that led to the loss of the life of a hardworking doctor.
In a statement released over the weekend, the Doctors' Union said the medical fraternity is disappointed in state authorities for ignoring repeated calls for protection of health workers and said the union and its allied professionals will no longer tolerate violence against health workers. Babikir John, chairperson of the South Sudan Medical Laboratory Professional Union, says his union stands behind the doctors' union.
The South Sudan Medical Laboratory Professional unconditionally and totally support the South Sudan Doctor Union in their quest for fairness and justice in our line of practice as we hold on directives as we stand in solidarity with the colleagues at the Doctor Union.
Dr. Garang says the Doctors Union will consult with all doctors, NGOs and authorities on options to boycott or withdraw from any state or community that shows hostility towards medical professionals and to agree on new terms and conditions for deployment of healthy personnel to provide services at community levels. Panyijar County Commissioner William Gadjik also says efforts are underway to establish the facts surrounding the doctor's death. He says it comes at a time when an estimated 83,000 people are entirely reliant on aid support from non-governmental organizations to access nearly all basic needs.
We are lacking of a secondary health care in Panyijar, because what we have, we have in Panyijar, it is a primary health care. And that primary health care is not enough. It's based in Ganiel and Nyal. So another issue is anger. The food is not enough for them, because people are now coming home from exile. The people who in Khartoum, in Bantu, in Wau, in Juba, in Uganda, they are now back to their home.
Dr. Edward is the second aid worker providing health services killed in South Sudan since the start of this year alone. Another health professional working with the Court 8 was killed in Eastern Equatoria State about 2 weeks ago. No one has been arrested in that case. 28 workers have been killed this year in South Sudan, according to the UN. Since 2013, 126 aid workers, mostly South Sudanese, have been killed in the line of duty. The recent attacks on aid workers follow warnings from some community youth who have accused humanitarian organizations of not recruiting locals in their areas of aid operations. Despite the increasing attacks on aid workers, the humanitarian situation continues to remain dire. An estimated 7.2 million people, representing 60% of the population across the country, face crisis levels of food insecurity from April this year, according to the UN Office of Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.